Oh, there you are. I suppose I must have accidentally dozed off while waiting for you. No. You're right on time. In fact, it looks like we still have a bit of time before the sun starts to set. Nothing. You are just so dreamy, traveler. You can't really blame me if I can't help myself from stealing a few glances at you. You really know how to string a guy along, you know that? I was actually beginning to worry that you had gotten yourself caught up in another thrilling adventure without me. I am joking about the last part, of course, but you did keep me waiting a while. Well, let's just say that it was long enough that I ended up falling asleep. Oh, that was a good nap, so I can't complain too much about it. Oh, this? It's just one of the new releases from the Yai Publishing House. I'm a sucker for detective stories, so I thought I'd give this one a go while I waited for you. But I think I will have to save that for another time. Now that you're finally here, of course. Although, I may still have a chance to get back to it later, depending on whether our elusive quarry decides to make their appearance. Come on, sit with me. The weather is nice today, but I must say, it feels even better under the shade of a tree like this. Wouldn't you agree? We really need to spend more time together. I presume you can guess by now why I called you here today, though. Bingo, my dear partner. If my intuition is correct, then we will be nearing the end of this case today. According to the intel we received the other day, some nearby villagers in this area have noticed some merchant carts passing through recently, which I feel is quite peculiar, given that this area, quite frankly, isn't exactly a hotspot for trading. I mean, look around for yourself. Well, one, because this area is practically a dead end, but also because the local bandits and treasure hoarders have made somewhat of a nest here, given its distance from the city's watchful gaze. If it were only that, of course, then we wouldn't really have much of a strong lead. However, after I checked with a few of the patrols in the area, it seems that reports of robberies are actually down, compared at least to the past few months. You would expect that cases would have surged, given the higher than normal merchant activity, or at least what appears to be our oh-so-innocent merchants. Which brings me to why we're here in this spot specifically. Here, come a little bit closer. I want you to be discreet, but take a look behind us, around the tree. You see the treasure hoarder camp in the distance there, don't you? The camp itself is a little bit hard to make out, but the smoke from their campfire is unmistakable. Exactly. I actually chose to hang by this area so that we could stay out of their line of sight. But once the time is right, then we make our move. Huh? Whoa. Hang on. Easy there. We still need to keep those guys around as bait for our main target. Man alive. Tell me, do you always go dashing into treasure hoarder camps like that? I promise, there will be plenty of time to rummage through their spoils afterward. If all goes as planned, we won't have to lift a finger against them. Don't get me wrong, I'm confident that you and I can hold our own against them, but it's not really my style. And yet, things like this can be somewhat unpredictable at times. So, if things do happen to take a turn for the worse, make sure you stay by my side, alright? Not to worry. You will be properly compensated for helping me out. And I'll even look the other way. If you wanted to look inside their treasure coffers. But if that's not enough to satisfy you, then perhaps I can also help sweeten the deal for you too, when the time comes. Oh, I'm sure we can figure something out. Think nothing of it. I have taken a liking to you after all, so I want to do what I can to make you happy. I'm not implying anything. I said exactly what I meant. If you are thinking of something else, then perhaps it's just your own mind's desires coming through. I'm playing with you, of course. Here. Let me make it more clear for you. You really are so dreamy. I can't help but tease you like this whenever I see you. You taste so good. Am I pushing my luck now? Were you thinking of punishing me for my behavior? I haven't done anything wrong, though. I think you might be overthinking this one, my dear traveler. Let's refocus ourselves, shall we? And again, to summarize, for now at least, we are just going to be waiting for the right moment. You still have your camera with you, right? Good. We'll be needing that for evidence as well. Otherwise, it would be difficult to get the rest of the Tenryo Commission to make a move, even for me. So, while I know you probably want to jump right into the action, you'll just have to wait your turn, I'm afraid. This is how stakeouts are supposed to work. It's a lot like fishing, I suppose. The key here is patience. If you remain patient, then you're sure to be rewarded handsomely, my dear partner. Trust me, they will come to us. Just follow my intuition, and everything else will fall into place. We will have ample opportunity to have some real fun later. Come on, Traveler. It won't be that long. The minutes will fly by before you know it. Though, I wouldn't wander too far from the tree here, unless you intend to blow our cover. Oh. Do you suspect you'll get bored from waiting? You are just too cute, Traveler. I suppose that's just something you picked up from your life as an adventurer. Admittedly, compared to the faster-paced life of having to move from place to place for treasure and commissions, detective work like this from an outsider's perspective might seem almost pedestrian. Of course, that is not to say that I envy your lifestyle, you understand? I'm honestly quite happy with what I do. But, despite that, there's something about you that I can't help but be drawn to. Perhaps it is your spirit, or maybe it is something as simple as your personality, and the way you jumped in to help me when we first met. Oh, well, I mean, technically, when we first met, but, like I mentioned before, I had already heard much and more about you and your deeds, owing to word of mouth and my own investigations. And when I finally met you, I had no idea that you would be so fun to be around. Captivating. And so dreamy. Aww. Do you really still think I'm just teasing you when I say that? I will have you know that I've meant it every time I tell you. You wound me, partner. Rejecting my confession each time. But that's okay. It doesn't change how I feel about you. Well, I do have another idea, just in case something like this came up. In order to convince you. No puzzles, no tricks. I think this is something that we will both. Enjoy. Together. No, today will be a little bit different. I want to have some fun with you this time. Isn't it just the perfect opportunity too? With so much time to spare, why don't we just use it to explore? Each other instead. It's okay. There's time for a break. We just have to make sure not to be too noisy about it. Mm. Someone getting excited now. Where are your hands reaching for? Hey, easy there. It's a little bit sensitive. I'm not really used to being touched there. Having your hands reaching under the sides of my shirt like that. Did you just try to shut me up with a kiss? I mean, I knew that you felt the same way toward me, Traveler, but I had no idea you had such a side to you. Huh? I mean, it's not my fault. When you suddenly try to feel up on me like that, give a guy a little warning at least. When you go straight for the more sensitive areas like that. I mean, like when you touch my... Slow down, hang on. You can't just decide to start doing that to me on your own. I didn't even say that you... It's so... Is this still because you believe that I've been behaving like a brat around you? Huh? You want to punish me for it then? Go ahead and try. How are you so good at this? And here I thought I would have to walk you through things, but No, of course not. It feels amazing. I want you to keep going. But if you think that's all it's gonna take to get me to crack, then I'm afraid you're in for a disappointment. Still, you've gotten me so worked up now. I hope you're not planning to stop now, and that you're going to finish what you started. You can do for me then. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Let me slip this off then. Well, are you going to do it or not? Well, I'm just saying, it's not going to suck. Itself. You're so cute, you know that? Oh, my dear partner. The way you're looking up at me while you suck my cock. It's enough to make me go crazy. Almost. Almost starting to go dizzy from you. Wait. God. Oh God. Wait. Please stop. Stop if you don't. Oh fuck. You're gonna make me come. Come. I'm gonna come. This isn't nearly enough. Please. More. I want you to fuck me. Please. I want you to fuck me. Please. Yeah. I'll do whatever you want. Please. You want me to move my body? Like this? Is this better for you now? Well, come on then. Don't keep me waiting like this. You said you would give me what I wanted. So, come on. Don't keep me waiting. And just... fuck. Oh God. Fuck. Fuck. That you went in so deep already. Fuck. Fuck. It feels so. So tight. I feel like I'm gonna. Hang on now, please. Hold up. I can't. Please, keep going. I'll say it. Okay. I'm sorry for being a brat. Sorry for being a brat. Please. I won't do it again. I'm sorry. Please. Please keep going. Please keep fucking me harder. Sorry, I can't control the sounds I'm making anymore. It feels so good when you fuck me like that. Please keep going. What are you doing with that? You're gonna keep me quiet so I don't alert the treasure hoarders. But I don't. Hang on. Hang on. I don't think you need. They might hear. I don't care if they hear or get away. Please just keep fucking me. Please keep going. Don't stop. Ah. Oh, fuck. That was amazing. Me? Admitting to being a brat? That never happened. I don't believe you have any such proof. In fact, I don't think anyone would believe such an outlandish claim. Besides, things said during the heat of the moment. Well, you cannot possibly expect to hold something like that against me. Oh, come now. That's just the rules. Now, let's take a look. At the bandit camp, of course. Man alive. I was sure with all the noise we were making that they would have gotten wind of us hiding here. Fuck. That was a dangerous move. It was getting kind of hard to control myself near the end there. But it looks like they still haven't noticed us yet. Let's just stay here for now, until our quarry arrives.